Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind, Hour of Power program with CJ Savage. Hi, everyone, and I am CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist, which I have been for more than 17 years, and studying the power of the mind and hypnosis. I'll give you a little bit of background on myself and what it is that I do exactly. I graduated from McMurray College in Jacksonville, Illinois. I was employed as a mental health specialist for the state of Illinois for the Department of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities at the Jacksonville Developmental Center. Then I continued my education at Sangamon State University. I was working on towards my master's in clinical psychology when I decided to enroll in classes for hypnotherapy. I was a graduate of the Hypnodyne Foundation at Clearwater, Florida, and I was certified in October of 1991 by the International Association of Counselors and Therapists after studying under Stephen Lavelle. Now, I am from the state of Illinois, and the state of Illinois at this present time does not require certification, but I am certified by the state of Florida. I took off some time from work and then from the state of Illinois, and I went to New York, which I studied advanced hypnotherapy in 1992. And then I opened up my own clinics in Winchester, Springfield, Bloomington, and some surrounding cities. One thing that I don't know if you'd be interested, but I will tell you this. I am one of the few people who have had the privilege of being blessed by the Pope, which was John Paul II in 1981. Pope John Paul II in 81 in St. Peter's Square in front of St. Peter's Basilica while I was on a McMurray College 33-day tour of Europe. It was quite an honor. He actually laid hands upon me, and he called us, a group of McMurray College students, down forward through the crowd, and at that time, there was only actually three of the students that were there, but he felt this need of calling us. There was someone there that needed a blessing, and I don't know, it must have been me because he prayed over me for a long time, and it was Italian, so I did not understand what he said there for a while, but it has been quite an honor to be blessed by the Pope, and it has had quite a ripple effect through my life on me, which I won't go into that. Okay, what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the power of the superconscious mind, and some of you are wondering, what is the superconscious mind? Well, it is actually what is more commonly known as your subconsciousness. Now, I'm going to give you just a little bit of background on myself, and I'm going to tell you how I got into hypnosis. Because when I was a little girl, my uncle worked for the Department of Agriculture. His boss at that time was a hypnotherapist, and he did hypnosis on the side. My uncle lived the drive 2 hours away, but when he would come to visit, I would just love to hear his stories about who his boss had hypnotized and what for. One fascinating story that he told when I was very small, very young, was about a boy that was in an accident and his spinal cord had been severed, which paralyzed him, and he was unable to walk, and the doctors told him he would never walk again. However, when my uncle's boss hypnotized him, he was able to walk. Now, that was against all medical evidence, against all theory. Any doctor's opinion would say the boy can't walk, he will never walk again. However, this local hypnotist hypnotized this boy often. And so the parents and the boy came to believe, yes, he could walk. They knew he could because they'd seen it, witnessed it, and they just really believed he could. So with the constant use of hypnosis, he came to believe that he would walk. And through time and practice, the boy did regain his walking skills against all medical evidence. So that was pretty fascinating. And then when I was 12 years old, which was 100 years ago, I'm actually 53. But when I was 12 years old, my sister at that time was 16 years old, and she was in a horrible accident. Her and four of the kids were in the car, and they were getting ready to pull out on the highway when one of the guys from Winchester, Illinois, was getting ready to, he was souping up his car for the drag races that night, and he was trying to get his car up to, I believe, it was like 200 miles per hour. He come around the corner on the highway, and his engine caught on fire, and the hood went up, and he could not see. So he smashed into the side of the car that my sister was driving, and the car spun around and it hit her again, spun around, hit her again and again. Well, my sister went out into the cornfield through the windshield, and it split her head open in three parts. Now, there were four of the kids in that car, and at that time, when they went into the hospital at that time to be treated, they didn't have quite enough staff to work on all the kids at once. And so they pushed my sister to the side. She was on a cart, and they said they would have to help the ones they were sure that could make it. And so all they did for her was they changed her pillow. Her head was as wide as a standard size pillow, and it was split in three parts, and she lay there totally unconscious, as they said. She's unconscious. And so they didn't think she was going to make it, so they didn't really work with her. Well, my dad stood next to her, and I remember standing right next to her, too, and I can still remember her the way she looked to this day. But my dad kept telling her, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. You're going to make it, Karen. You're going to make it. You're going to open your eyes. You're going to be just fine. Well, she was in a coma, and they said that she was, quote, unconscious, and that she had 50-50 chance of making it. But they did give her last rites, I believe, several times. And then they come to determine that if she did make it, if she did live, she would be like a vegetable, and she would have absolutely no memory because she had extensive brain damage. Now, my dad, knowing what he did and learning probably from his younger brother, when she went to the hospital, from the time that she got there, he kept yelling. He yelled because he was afraid she could not hear him. They told him she could not hear him because she was unconscious, but that wasn't true. They didn't really know what they know now. And she did hear him. She heard every word he said. Even though that physical conscious of hers was not responding, the physical conscious was dormant. But the subconscious mind at that time, which they thought was something down under, they thought she was, quote, unconscious, period. That subconscious was something they thought was down under, that physical conscious, a lower, like, level of consciousness. Well, it's not. It's your superconscious mind. It is the state-of-the-art pharmacy within your own body. It is where all the power lies. That super consciousness can heal anything in the body. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it shall achieve. Now, my sister lays there. They didn't think she'd make it. But he tells her over and over and over, you're getting better and better every day, every minute of every day. You're getting better and better. You're going to open your eyes and you're going to be just fine. When they told him that, they told my parents that she probably wouldn't have any memory, he yells at her and is telling her, you will remember everything. You will not forget your family. You will remember your family. You will remember your friends. You will remember school. You're going to be just fine. And when you open your eyes, you're going to feel like a horse kicked you in the head. Well, one day she finally did open her eyes, and actually she became the miracle child in the hospital because, against all odds, she did make it. And then when she did open her eyes, they asked her, do you know what happened to you? Well, the response came very slowly and over time, but eventually she kept nodding her head, yes, she did know what happened to her, and her response was, a horse kicked me in the head. You know, I remember one nurse thinking that was so funny, what a strangest coincidence that she would say such a thing, because my dad had said that to her when she was, quote, unconscious, and they said she couldn't hear anything. However, when my dad told her over and over and over and over she was getting better and better, she was healing, she was going to be just fine, she was getting better and better, that mind of her, that super conscious mind, was healing her. And Rhonda Byrne from The Secret has a website. You go to The Secret, and you look up there, and she has actually started a website of collecting stories about people who use their superconscious minds of theirs to achieve whatever they want. And it is amazing. I've read most of the stories on health issues. And one example, for just one example, is so a young woman who had several children, and she was very, very tired, and she never felt good. She was always run down. She thought it was because she had, I think it was four kids. And then her dad dropped dead one day, and she learned that he had some kind of a degenerative heart disease, and it was hereditary, so they wanted to check her out. And when they did, they found that her heart was so bad, that she was only in her mid-30s, that her heart was so bad that they put her on a donor list. So she was to receive a heart transplant. Well, she had just seen the movie The Secret, and she decided that she was going to try it. Well, she held her hand over her heart every morning, every night, before she went to bed, and when she got up in the morning, she held her hand over her heart, and she said, "I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart. I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart." She said that repeatedly for like 15, 20 minutes. She thought about it through the day, and she would just fill her mind, her idle thinking, with that phrase, and she would do it at night. And when she first did it, she said she felt stupid. It felt really silly because she said the doctors had given her and shown her all the evidence of how bad her heart really was. She'd seen it, and she knew what it was. However, she decided that she was going to apply by just simply saying that. Now, you have control over your thoughts and your own thinking. And that physical thinking has a critical factor that's always arguing with you, always telling you you're stupid, it's not going to work, you know, try it, but yeah, we've got other evidence. But the superconscious mind does not have a critical factor, and it will believe anything with repetition and come to be. So even though she felt really silly doing it at first, she said for the first couple of weeks it felt like nonsense. But she said, you know, after a couple of weeks, she actually started believing it. And she said she started getting emotional about it, and she swore she was actually feeling better. And she said she could feel stronger, she could feel healthier and more energy, and so she just kept it up. Well, she put her doctor's appointment off for 4 months, and when she went back 4 months later and they checked her out again, she had a perfectly normal, strong heart. And that is on one of the letters, testimonies in Rhonda Byrne's letters that she gathered. That's just one example. People changing their eyesight, and I don't know at all. It's phenomenal. However, I have always taught people your body responds to every single word that you say. If you talk negatively, you create negative energy. That negative energy goes out into the universe and permeates and penetrates the entire universe and space, and it literally attracts equal. You attract to you that same vibration. So if you talk negatively and you think and you act negatively, you're going to attract negative energy, and basically you're just going to become one big crap magnet. So if your life has full of problems and you don't like the way your life is, then you need to start by making changes by starting your thoughts. You want to change your life, change your thinking. And your mind, you still have control over your thoughts and your thinking with your physical mind, and simply getting control of that will then the superconscious mind will follow. Your every word affects every cell, every cell of your being. And if you pretend that you're sick, and I've seen this, if you pretend that you're sick because you want to be sick, because you don't want to have to work, or you don't want to go to work, or you don't want to do something somebody wants to, if you really try to get into it emotionally and mentally and try to pretend that you're sick and make people believe that you're sick so you don't have to work or do something, basically, you know what's going to happen? You're going to really become sick. And you're going to think it's a coincidence that you got sick after you pretended that you were sick. When people are sick, I tell them, pretend that they're well. Pretend they're well. Pretend that they feel well. Talk like they're well. Try to convince themselves that they're well. And you know what? They get well. Now, I'm going to give you 7 basic things. There's more things. There's actually probably more like 60 things. But I'm going to give you 7 simple things that you can do, that anyone can do, actually, just do on a daily basis to turn your life completely around, probably in less than 30 days. And if you do it on a daily basis, your life will change drastically for the better in 30 days or less. Now, if you are hitting this and you really can't keep it up, then basically I'm thinking that you're really not that determined to make a change. If you really, really want to make a change in your life, whatever it is, whether it's your health or your finances or your relationship or all the above, whatever it is, then you can do that just by doing these 7 simple things. We're going to start your very first hour of every day. Your attitude that you have pretty much sets precedence for the majority of the day. So if you start off with your whining, crying, complaining, bitching, and moaning, you're probably going to become a crap magnet, and you're going to have problems all day long. And if you can be positive and happy, and even if you don't feel it, even if you feel like the world's on your shoulders and everybody seems to be on your case, and your relationships are in trouble, or whatever the case may be, and your bank account is in dire straits, then it doesn't make any difference what is going on in your world. You have to start by making that change on the inside, because your whole entire world and your life and everything that you live, your life is a mere reflection of the world inside of you, period. Whether you think so or not, it really is. And if you want to take on this challenge and try this as an experiment, simply do it. I have done it myself, and I turned my world completely around in less than 30 days. I went through a divorce. I've been divorced twice. And my second divorce, there was three companies involved, actually. And long story short, actually, I learned that my husband was, well, he went to work one day and he never came back, and he was having an affair. So I filed for divorce, even though I didn't want to do that. I filed for divorce. I let the companies crumble, and I went from having excellent credit and a healthy bank account, I thought everything was just great, and to my whole world crumbled from out from underneath me. And when it did, I ended up owing like over $1 million. Actually, I owned a trucking company too. I let everything crumble. I owed over $1 million. And the whole world got together. I think they had a world meeting, and they decided to sue me. Oh, there was a fight in my back that was suing me, so everybody came after me. So I ended up just at my lowest point in life, my absolute lowest point. And I decided to actually apply all the techniques and put them into action. And no matter what happens, no matter what's going on in your world, if you can maintain a good attitude, and I know some of you are thinking, you are crazy. You know what? I have been through the worst of the worst. Somebody even gave me a badge one time, and I survived damn near everything. And it doesn't make any difference what goes on. You're still you. And as long as you have your health, and whatever is really important to you, God, your family, whatever is the most important, none of those things can even be bought by money. If you have your health, then that's one of the most important things in the whole entire world. Because if you don't have your health, really nothing else really matters, does it? So you want to maintain good health. And if your attitude gets bad enough and you dwell on all the horrible things in the world, well, your health is probably going to go down out the window right with everything else. So you can actually maintain a good attitude by starting your day by just taking the first, this is number one, so make a note. Number one, being grateful. Take 5 to 10 minutes a day to being grateful. That's where you just stop and you let, I don't know what religion you are or what, where you come from, your background, but it doesn't really matter. Because being grateful, there is one universal power out there. You can call it God. You can call it the universal power. But you need to just take either mental notes, and if you're a beginner and newbie at this, and you're struggling with some depression or anxieties and fears, then I would suggest that you start making a list and you write it down. Every morning, just make some notes what you're grateful for. Family, good health, your home, car, the mere fact that you can see, that you have your sight, or that you can walk, the roof over your head, the food that you have to eat, the friends that you have that help you. There are so many things that you can be grateful for, whether it's the cat that you own or your dog that smiles every time it sees you because it has unconditional love for you. You know, make a list of what you're grateful for. You're grateful for what you can do, for what you have, who you are. Then, if you don't have time to write it down, then I would suggest that you just do it mentally. Take 5 to 10 minutes and just say, thank you, God, or thank you, Spirit, or thank you, universe, whatever it is your belief system is. But being grateful is really extremely one of the most important things that you can do in life. It's very, very important. And you'll find that that negative energy in you, whatever is making you feel, giving that down out feeling, it actually will raise your vibration. Then I would suggest that you say a prayer, because you need to understand that your every word is a prayer, that God, the angels, spirit, whoever you want to call it, the universal power out there, hears and knows everything that you think, knows everything that you say. And I have personal friends who are, quote, psychics. They have the gift of God, which they have certain gifts for different reasons. But Greg Alexander was one of my very best friends through life for years and years. And she was a professional parapsychic. She was a very, very spiritual person, a very good Christian. And her gift really was for finding the missing children in life. But she would say, God hears your every word, knows your every thought. And when I would say something at one point in time, I actually got up in the morning, not saying a prayer, but it was sarcasm. And at one point when I was married, we did have a couple of lawsuits that was filed against us that had nothing to do with anything that we did. But it was one truck driver had sideswiped a new Cadillac out on the road, and another one backed into a broker's landing loading dock and tore it all up. So we had a couple lawsuits against us, and my husband seemed to have a real hard time dealing with stress. So I would get up in the morning and I would just simply say, God, clean up all my messes. Just clean up all my messes. I get in the morning, grumpy, just clean up all my messes. Well, God did. God cleaned up my messes, took my husband out of my life, and the next thing I know, one of my psychic friends said, well, you got up every morning and said, God cleaned up my messes. God thought your husband was the biggest mess you had. I was like, oh, I was shocked. I said, well, I always said, God knows more and God knows best. And obviously, he did. So you can start with a prayer. You know, if you believe in God, then pray. Pray about other people. Pray for people. Pray, you know, so-and-so gets an increase in your job because they're struggling financially. Pray for people who have health problems. Pray for other people. And pray for yourself if you have any real needs or concerns. But be careful what you pray, because you might just get it. You know, if you don't have any prayers, you can, and you don't know what to pray, then start with the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm, which are excellent prayers just to start. You know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Get those prayers out and start with those. I can remember after filing for divorce, I stuck those two prayers on my mirror in the bathroom, and I would say them every single morning. I say them every single night, because I was at a point where I just didn't even know what to pray. So I prayed those. And then there's one thing that is absolutely necessary for you to do, and that is, number three, is forgiveness. You have to forgive. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. And you cannot be truly successful in life and have what you really want, or be who you really want to be, do the things you really want to do, if you're going through life holding on grudges against other people or grudges against yourself. Some people are not happy with themselves. They don't like themselves. And you have to start by forgiving. To achieve really excellent health, wealth, success, and be really happy, to heal, you have to forgive anyone and everyone that has ever caused you any harm or pain. And some of you are thinking, yeah, but you don't know what so-and-so did. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. There is a reason for everything, and the past is the past, and nothing can change it. True forgiveness is a healing, and it will help to set you free from that negative energy that you are attracting in the universe. It will also clear any blockages that you may have in your energy field, in your electrical system, which is causing you all kinds of problems. And when you have a grudge against someone, or you hold hate or ill will towards someone, it is like you drinking the poison and you're hoping the other person is going to get sick, and it does not work that way. Any grudge, hate, you, if you are angry with someone and you hold a grudge, anger and hate equals cancer. They're two very negative, toxic emotions, and it won't do anything but make you sick. And every time you feel that anger and every time you think those negative thoughts, it's like drinking a little bit more poison. So you simply have to truly, truly forgive from the heart. And I know that that was seen really very hard at first, because you feel that they've given you a really good reason why you should feel the way that you do. However, you're not hurting anyone except yourself in so many ways. So, if you don't know how to forgive, I would suggest that you simply start by saying something like, say it out loud, ask God to help you to forgive. God, just help me forgive this person for what they did to me. And simply say, I forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused me any harm or pain. Just repeat that over and over. I forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused me any harm or pain. And you will unleash the chains that is actually holding you back and holding you down. For you to heal, really heal, you have to truly forgive anyone that has ever caused you any pain. And then you have to forgive yourself. Say to yourself, using your own name, like for myself, I say, I love you, CJ. I'm sorry, CJ. Please forgive me. CJ, thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can put yourself to sleep by saying those very words. If your name is Sam, just simply say, I forgive you, Sam. I'm sorry, Sam. Please forgive me, Sam. Thank you, Sam. You come into this world in Trinity, in body, soul, and mind. You come into this world in a spirit. You possess a body, that soul. You cannot have a soul without a spirit, or a spirit without a soul. They're two entirely different things, and that possesses the body that you live in. So be good to yourself. Start healing now. You don't need to reminisce what you're forgiving for. Just say it and do it three times in the morning, three times at night, and say it as if you really mean it. Say it as if you're saying it from the heart, and say it over and over every day until you truly feel that you have forgiven that person, and you will forgive yourself, and then you will heal. It will clear the electrical blockages, from the electrical system, from your energy field. The body will start healing, and you will become happier and healthier than you've ever been. Number four, you need to write goals and affirmations. Your affirmations can be goals, but writing them down, and you don't have to do this in this order at all. I'm just giving you these things that you need to do on a daily basis to really start living life more abundantly. Writing your goals and or affirmations, writing them down and then saying them for at least 5 minutes, filling your mind, your idle mind, your idle thinking with these things. And when you do this, you're filling your mind with these affirmations, then every time you think a negative thought, which creates negative energy that goes out into the universe and then attracts that same type of energy, and every thought is a thought of things. And so when you think these negative thoughts, it doesn't do you or anybody any good. So when you do that, immediately go back to your affirmations, and we're going to talk about this in a minute. You go back to these goals or affirmations. When you say or think something positive, that positive thought is 100 times more powerful than any negative thought that you can think. So just think a negative thought, you know, you're not going to be totally free of negative thinking, but negative thoughts are a habit. People just dwell on their negative thoughts or negative thinking, their, you know, all their problems and fears and worries and all these things, and it becomes a habit. And when you create that as a habit, you become a big crap magnet, and you wonder why you've got so many problems. Well, you can simply start by doing this. You can wear a rubber band and make a note. Wear a rubber band on your wrist. And every time that you say something negative or think something negative, then snap that rubber band and tell everybody while you're wearing it. Okay, now let's go back before I get on tangent here on negative thinking and all that and the rubber band. Let's go back to writing your affirmations. You say your affirmations every day for a minimum of 5 minutes a day and do this, like try to do this 3 times a day. Try to feel those idle thinking when you're, say you're busy doing something, you're just cleaning the house or you're just driving down the road, driving your automobile to wherever it is that you got to go. Then instead of just letting that mind run rampant with negative thoughts and recapping what happened that day and thinking about something that somebody did that upset you or bothered you, why don't you go to affirmations? And some of you are already saying your affirmations. They're just the wrong affirmations. An affirmation is something that you, it's a saying that you say over and over. And here's an example. Some of you are just simply saying the wrong affirmation. Have you ever heard someone say, "I'm so fat"? And they say it all the time. After they eat, when they get dressed, when they look in the mirror, every time that you're around them, "I'm so fat." Every time they eat something, "I'm so fat." And you know what? And they are. They are fat. It's their affirmation. So that's what they become. You are what you think all day long. And if they go on a diet, they're not going to lose weight because they just keep reaffirming and confirming and affirming that they're fat. So they stay fat. They wake up thinking they're fat. Okay. Upon awakening, when you wake up, I want you to start your mental affirmation that raises your vibration. We're going to get you. We're going to turn you around so that you're saying the right affirmation. When you wake up in the morning, when you're slowly waking up, and you're getting ready for your day, before you jump out of bed and you're just kind of waking up, I want you to start thinking this affirmation, saying something really good happens to me today. Now, one rule of thumb about an affirmation is keep it in the present tense as if it is already happening. It's not going to happen in the future. It didn't happen in the past. It's not a hopeful, wishful thought that I hope this happens, because you always hope that it happens, so I want it to happen. Here it goes, I want it to happen. Say it in the present tense as if it's already happening. I want you to say to yourself, "Something really good happens to me today." Say it and feel it as if it, you believe it. And feel it raise your vibration. Feel it making you excited. You feel good. You feel excited as you're saying over and over in your mind, "Something really good happens to me today." And just keep saying it. Practically screaming it through your mind into the universe. "I'm really excited about something really good happens to me today." And you feel really excited about it. And then you expect it. You go through the day thinking over and over in your mind, "Something really good happens to me today." And look for it. Just keep looking for something that happens. And even if something good that happens isn't a big thing, when something small happens, be grateful for it and acknowledge it and be grateful for it. "Something really good does happen to me today." And it has, and it is. And then bigger things happen. As bigger things happen, you're going to be practicing this. And you might start with the small things, but as time goes on, it becomes bigger and bigger things. Say it over and over, practically screaming it through your mind, feeling really excited about it, and accept it. Say it out loud, repeating it for 5 minutes. Always speak in the present as if it's happening now. Your every word affects every cell of your body, for the better or worse. So you might as well make it something better. And from now on, you're going to make it better. For the affirmations that you can use, whichever fits your needs, I don't know what your needs are, but if it's, let's say it's for something like health, You might want to say something like, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Actually, that's a very, very powerful affirmation. And if you repeat that over and over, there have been testimonies of people with serious and untreatable medical conditions, health problems, that use that very saying that completely turned everything around, and they achieved perfect, strong health. So you would say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. And you say it as if you mean it. Say it over and over. Look in the mirror and magnify it. The mirror magnifies it, makes it even more powerful. Look in the mirror into your very own eyes and say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. You can say over and over and fill your thoughts with, I am becoming healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier every day in every way. I am becoming healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier every day in every way. Or you can say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I am becoming healthier and healthier, stronger and stronger, happier and happier every day in every way. Or if you want to change, let's say, for example, these are just some of my affirmations I'm giving you for examples. You can make up your own affirmations, whatever it is that fits your needs. But be careful what you write or say, because you will probably get it. But you have to say it over and over until you make the physical mind tricks the superconscious mind into believing it. When you start believing it, you're going to start feeling it with emotion. When you start feeling it with emotion, you are conceiving it, and you will achieve it. So if you have a broken relationship, this is an example, and I say be very careful what you say. If you have had a broken relationship, you've separated in some way, and you're saying, so-and-so, you name that person, so-and-so comes back to me, we get back together, with so-and-so comes back to me, back together, you know, is that really the best thing? Because maybe it's not. Maybe you should just simply go with, I am in a perfect, healthy, loving, harmonious relationship with a person that loves me as much as I love them. And I mean, if you just, what is it that you really want in a person in a relationship? And that's what you really want. You might get that person back and be more miserable than you ever were before. So be careful what it is that you write, because you will probably get it. With your finances, you might say some of the favorite affirmations for finances is, I am grateful for abundance that is mine. I am grateful, or I am thankful for abundance that is mine. I am thankful for abundance that is mine. I am grateful for abundance that is mine. If you have something, or let's stick with this one first. Here's another one. Every minute of every day, millions of dollars. If you really want to be rich, really rich, then let's go with this one. Every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Every minute of every day, millions of dollars flow to me now, instantly, effortlessly, naturally, now. Or you just need a bunch of money. Just say you need a lot of money for, you have a whole bunch of bills coming up. You've got real estate taxes and health bills, and I don't know what all, but you just need just one big chunk of money, and extra money come in. Just start saying over and over and over and over, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. There is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. And you might keep in mind one specific amount of money that it is that you need, want, or that you're attracting to yourself. Just simply focus on that number. And I would suggest that whatever money it is, if you need one big chunk of money, you make a list of exactly what it is, when that money comes in, how much you need, list it, and you might put real estate taxes, $10,000, whatever it is, medical bill, $3,000, car repair, $2,000, whatever. And you just simply write that down. And if your amount that you need is a total of, let's say, $22,000, then you just simply say over and over, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. And you know exactly what it is. I receive $22,000 now. That's the amount of money you want. If you have a specific amount of money, do not change it. Stick to that money, stick to that number until it comes, and you will see, and you will be so amazed when suddenly that exact amount of money or something very close to it just comes to you out of nowhere. Don't ever concern yourself about where it is that it comes from or how it's going to come. Just simply declare it. Keep it in your as an affirmation. Repeat it over and over, because your every word is actually your thoughts are things, and they can be measured by instruments right now. And the universe actually creates. When you start thinking something, then the universe starts creating it. Go with this, some of these others. Let's say there's something that you want to be. You want to be one of the best ball players on the team, and you are playing basketball, and you need to improve your skills, and people are actually making fun of you, and they say, you know, you're a lousy player, blah, blah, blah. You know, start with this affirmation right here. I can be what I will to be, and I will to be one of the best players on the team. I can be what I will to be. Whether you want to be a speaker or top salesman in your company, I can be what I will to be. And I will to be, whatever it is that you will to be, the number one salesperson in the company. And here's another affirmation that's really good, and it's very, very powerful. It's very simple. Say over and over, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. Now, I know some of you are thinking, I don't love my life, and I can't say that. You know, if you did start declaring that, I can tell you that in a very short time, if you start saying it, you're going to start believing it, and the universe is going to bring you everything that you need to love your life, to make you really love your life. And one minute, you're going to be thinking, and I don't love my life, but you say it over and over and over, and say 30, 60, 90 days later, you're thinking, I do love my life. It's a great life. Your life is what you make it. And one of the things, this is one of the things I was just talking about, which I almost got into, and that is you can talk and think and be a very negative person. You become a big crap magnet. But most of all, if you get into a lot of that negative energy in this world, whether it's the news media, TV, and that is extremely negative. People start believing it. They start thinking about it. They start having all these fears and worries and doubts. And what they do is they start living it. And I had an old friend that I heard from, hadn't heard from for quite a long time, and she said to me, oh, isn't the world a mess? Everything is just so awful and everything's such a mess. And I was really surprised to hear her talk so negative. And I said, not in my world. And she laughed a little bit, and she said, it's not in your world. And I said, no. I said, maybe you should stop watching TV and stay away from negative people. Well, if you really do want to change your life, that's one of the most important things that you're going to have to do. You have to stop all the negative thinking, the negative talk, the negative behavior, and stay away from negative people. So make a list of the people that you associate with and talk to the most, people that you see on a daily basis, whatever. And basically, you're going to find that the five people that you hang with the most, you're going to be the average of those five people. Now, if you want to really break the bad habit of negative thinking, negative talking, I would suggest that you wear a rubber band on your wrist and you snap it and snap it hard every time that you think or say or do anything negative. Snap it pretty hard so that it hurts, and you tell everyone why you're wearing it. And in case that you do forget to snap it, your friends or your family, whoever is around you, you let them know why you're wearing it. then they'll snap it for you. And also, tell everyone why you're wearing it, and that kind of gives a red flag to them that says, you know, I'm trying to get away from all those negative people, negative energy, negative talk. And they might become, most likely, they will become more conscientious of what they say and do and think and talk too. But it becomes a very supportive type kind of thing, because if you say, well, you know, I'm supposed to snap this every time I think or say anything negative, I'm trying to get away from all the negative energy in the world, and then you don't, you say something that's like, oh, I can't stand that person. And what do? They'll all jump on you and snap the rubber band for you, and you're like, oh, no, no. And it can be a fun thing. It can be something that really hurts, too. But tell them to wear, and if anybody says anything negative, tell them that they need to wear a rubber band, and they need to get away from the negative energy as well. So you can, if you don't want to drown in that pool of negative energy, then I strongly suggest that you get away from it and pull yourself out of it. And you start doing that by replacing the negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Replace the negative thinking with positive thinking. And, of course, it's going to be impossible just, okay, I just won't think anything else negative. But, well, you won't just slip in there, but it becomes a habit. So what you'll do is this. You just simply wear your rubber band, and you're going to break that negative habit. Then, when a negative thought does come in, be very conscientious of it and immediately replace it with a positive thought or a positive word and with a positive affirmation. And you're going to turn your life around, because you're going to just disintegrate all that negative energy that's in you and around you. You're going to forgive yourself, and you're going to stop the negative energy. You're going to stop the negative thoughts. You're going to stop the negative behavior. And if you're a smoker, you've used alcohol or drugs, whatever it is, then start cleaning yourself up. And if you have a real problem getting away from the cigarettes, just say to yourself, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Don't say, I can't do it. Say, I can do it, because your every single word has effect on everything in your life. Your every single word does. So choose your words carefully. Now, I would strongly suggest that you take inventory of your family and friends and think about how you usually feel after being around them or talking to them on the phone or just talking to them. Take inventory. Do they make you feel better, or do they make you feel worse? Do you feel down after talking to them? And if so, then I would strongly suggest that you be busy for the next couple of months and avoid them. And keep your conversations with them very, very short, because before you get into anything about how awful everything is and gossiping about people and running people down, how everything is such a mess, I would strongly suggest that you get away from those kind of people and try to be around people that are more positive, people that are successful, people who are optimistic. Don't gossip about people. Stay away from negative people, negative news, negative books, and TV. And if you really are struggling in your life, if you're really having big problems, I would strongly suggest that you don't watch TV at all. And if you do, simply, if you can't stay away from TV, then do not watch negative shows, the bloody, brutal, hateful, mean, scary shows, that until your life is in order anyway. Until you can meet your goals, until you're where you really want to be, and you're strong and secure and confident. And when you get to that place, I seriously doubt if you're ever going to want to go back to dwell on those negative TV shows, the bloody, brutal, negative, mean, scary shows. Or I don't think you're even going to want to get involved in the news anymore. It's just so negative. So when you get there, you're probably not going to jump back into that pool of negative energy, because you're going to like the way your life is. It feels good to have your life in harmony and enjoying life and feeling good all the time. We're going to run short, and I wanted to try to get as much as I possibly could in this 1 hour of power for you. I wanted to try to get as much as I possibly could in an hour, and I don't believe I'm going to be able to finish. I was going to get into some more things. We got through 5 things that you need to do. And if you start with those 5 things, and start doing them right away on a daily basis, you're going to start turning your life around. Before we go, because I'm running out of time, I want you to know that you can go. I have a website, and that is www.thehypnosisqueen.com. And that is spelled the, T-H-E, hypnosis, H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S, Q-U-E-E-N.com, thehypnosisqueen.com, thehypnosisqueen.com. You can go to my website and you can get a lot of information there. You can go on to, I have a blog, my blog, and you can subscribe to my free articles. The blog has quite a bit of information on there. It's all free information for you. You can also go download some hypnosis, which will actually guide your mind into meeting your goals where you want to be. I have a blog, and my blog is www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. And that is your mind, this is all like one word, your mind, how to use it, .blogspot.com. And that is yourmindhowtouseit.com. Your mind, how to use it, .blogspot.com. So you can go to that, and you can actually, through RSS feeds, you can subscribe to my articles that's going out. I am an expert author on easing articles with the power of the mind and hypnosis. And before we go, I'm going to give you, I told you to watch your thoughts. And this is something I've had for years and years and years. I don't know where it came from. There's no author on it. But this is called destiny. You watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character, or it becomes your destiny. I thought I'd share that with you. Also, when we talk about the mind, the power of the mind, we're constantly talking about whether you're negative or positive, whatever, but the mind is the attitude in action. The superconscious mind is your attitude in action. And attitude is everything. Here's something I've had for many, many, many years too. Attitude is everything. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than talent. It's more important than the past, than education, than money, than facts, than appearance, than successes, than failures, than what other people think or say or do. It will break or make a nation, an individual, a team. The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we embrace for the day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with us. We are in charge of our attitude. And I'm going to close by simply saying that it's not as important what happens to you as it is how you react to it. So I hope that I've helped someone out there today to have improved or make their life a little bit better, as my goal in life is simply to help people to transform their physical, mental, and emotional health to living life more abundantly. And I sign off as CJ Savage, and I thank you for joining us today for this hour of power using your superconscious mind. Thank you, and goodbye.